We continue now with our 2020 Your Vote, Your Voice candidate interview series. John Backer is a Republican in District 4. John is challenging the incumbent, Steve Christie. John, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, Mr. Buckmaster?
I'm doing very well. Why did you decide to make this run against Supervisor Christie? Is there something that Steve did that you felt you wanted to challenge him on?
Absolutely. I think some people, that's probably one of the most common questions I get, is why would you challenge a sitting Republican supervisor in the primary? And I think it's our obligation and our duty if we can articulate something we would do different or better than the sitting candidate. I believe as conservatives, we believe in competition, both in the free market and in politics. And the thing that I could do better, I believe, or different, is that Supervisor Christie supported Proposition 463 to raise our taxes under the guise of working on roads. And we already get $100 million a year from the state for road maintenance, and we use it for everything except that. He also supported, put forth a road plan that would increase a sales tax to pay for the roads. Now, neither one of those passed, thank goodness, but it's troubling when we have a conservative Republican supervisor wanting to raise taxes on the highest tax county in the state when we have a 20% level of poverty. There's folks here that just can't handle any more taxes, and we're not getting good value on our taxes. In addition to that, the deals that he has supported, I think, take important money away from the roads and from public safety and other services that the county should be providing.
So has Steve Christie then been a disappointment to you, John Backer?
Well, Steve Christie, and I've said this at every event that he and I have appeared at, he's a gentleman. He always takes a moment to call out my military service. I'm an Air Force veteran, and I really respect that. I've got nothing against him personally. Candidly, I count him amongst my friends. But you can be friends with somebody and still have disagreements. And this is the perfect example of how these disagreements can be brought forward and debated in the public realm. Mr. Christie and I had a debate in Benson. There's a video of it on my website, backbacker.org. It's a 52-minute debate. And the listeners can decide for themselves if they like what I'm putting forth better than what he has done up to this point.
What was the item of contention? Could you summarize what was that item, if you had to pick out one, where the two of you really disagreed at the Benson event that you just referenced?
Well, just in general, him trying to increase taxes more than one time. Fortunately, those things failed, but he promoted and actively campaigned for both. And then the crony deals, such as the American Airlines bailout, where we weren't a party to the contract, voting for Proposition 463, of course, use of certificates of participation, which are non-voter approved debt instruments used by the county to avoid having to go to the bonding process and keep losing and losing and losing. They figured out a way now to go and do whatever they want while mortgaging our county buildings and putting us further in debt. And I don't believe that should be used. I think if you're going to be doing improvements like that, it should be going through the bonding process, and the voters should have the final say.
Why don't you give our listeners a brief background? What is your, give us 30-second kind of bio of John Backer.
Okay. I was came to Tucson, Pima County, July 4th, 1984, with the Air Force. I was an aircraft electrician on the A-10. And then in the Air National Guard here in Tucson on the F-16, I was an electrician. Beyond that, I've had over a 30-year career in technology where I've made a life of solving problems. Most recently, I worked for IBM on a worldwide team that used visual analytics to make sense out of huge amounts of data. Those systems were used around the world to combat terrorism and to find fraud, waste, and abuse. And I got to tell you, with my background, I'm really anxious to run the county budget through a system such as that and figuratively find where all the bodies are buried.
What about the response to the corona, to C-19? How would, if you were a supervisor, would there be any differences there?
I think that's one of the points that Supervisor Christie and I agree on. I don't believe it's right for our governor or our local politicians to dictate the wearing of masks. I believe we live in a free society, And if someone feels safer wearing a mask, they should do so. The older at-risk population, we absolutely need to protect that portion of our community and do that best by keeping them away from folks who might infect them. But I think there's some science out there that shows that the masks don't help. From the New England Journal of Medicine and beyond, I don't believe that's an effective way to protect people.
John, how are you trying to run a campaign? You mentioned you were able to do a debate in Benson, but these are very difficult times to try to get a message out.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I like to do is identify a problem and then figure out a solution. So when it became clear that knocking on doors, like I had done in previous campaigns, was going to be problematic, I sat and thought, and what I came up with was my digital door knock video that's been shared over 10,000 times. And what it effectively was is I stood outside my front door, knocked on the door while my wife recorded it in video, and I did about a two-minute speech of what would be reminiscent of the message I would deliver if I was knocking on folks' doors. I've had other candidates from other races come to me and say, boy, where did you come up with that? Well, that's what I do, is I solve problems, and I'm reaching the voters in different and refreshing ways. Another way that I did it was I thought, what can I create that people are going to want and need and share organically? And what I came up with is every election cycle, I have my friends, family, and neighbors come to me because they're not sure who's running and for what office and who they might should vote for. So what I did was a one-sheet printout of all the Republican candidates running for every office in Pima County. And on my website, there's a link, Republican 2020 candidates, where for any candidate I could find a website or Facebook page for, I linked it. And so from that sheet combined with my website, they can fully explore all the candidates very easily. And it's been shared over 10,000 times as well.
Wow.
So I just like using those creative ideas.
All right, John Backer, we have to run. What is your website, please?
Backbacker.org.
John Backer, thank you very much. Pima County Supervisor Candidate, Republican in District 4. Thanks, John.
Thank you, sir.